Dr. Davey is not a licensed doctor or tenure professor in any UN-recognized nation or provisional state, including the territory of Guam.
The Children's Hour of Knowledge.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the Children's Hour of Knowledge, starring me, Prof. Dr. Davey, and my puppet pals. We're coming to you live from the Kids Only Super Genius Treehouse Lab here in Detroit. With me, as always, is my co-host, Bongo McTweedlepants. Say hi, Bongo.
Hi, kids. Knowledge is half the power.
Today's first question comes to us from Tammy in Pensacola. Dear Prof. Dr. Davey, my mom, who is normally friendly, became angry at the computer the other day, and now I am not allowed to run it anymore. What is a virus?
Well, in this context, Tammy, a virus
is a tiny animal smaller than your fingernail who is green and yucky and likes to yell at you in commercials.
I actually think she meant computer virus, Davey.
Don't be ridiculous, Bongo. Very few computers are even alive enough to get viruses.
There are no living computers. Name one living computer.
HAL, Deep Thought, R2-D2, Kit, GLaDOS, Neo, Terminator, Robocop, Girl Terminator, Vicky from Small Wonder, Teddy Ruxpin, David Bowie, and Tron. Shall I continue?
You know what? Fine. We'll talk about biological viruses. I'm assuming our guest puppet is an expert in the field anyway.
That's right, the inventor of the virus himself, in cow form. Let's give a big treehouse of knowledge welcome to Louis Pasteur.
Thanks for having me on the show, Prof. Dr. Davey.
Well, not to mention the fact that viruses were never invented. It was actually Russian-Ukrainian biologist Dmitry Ivanovsky who discovered them in 1892.
We're not counting communist viruses, Bongo.
Russia wasn't communist in 1892.
How do you know? You weren't alive back then.
I just read the biography of Karl Marx, and I think...
You mean Mark Twain?
What?
I also invented orange juice.
So, Louis, why don't you tell us about the real first virus?
That was, of course, the bubonic plague.
Yes, a scourge on the population of Germany, France, Europe, and England, up to and including its last victim, Princess Diana. A moment of silence, please.
Actually...
Bongo!
Sorry!
Your legend never will...
Are we done? Okay, the plague wasn't a virus. It was caused by a bacterium transmitted via bodily fluids.
Oh, that explains how it got around France.
Hey! I'm from France.
Speaking of France, here's today's second question. Dear Bongo, I hate my little sister so much. She is a whiner and a buttface, and I hope she gets measles. Can you please tell her to stop poking me? Love, Logan and Inez. Well, Bongo.
Okay, first off, that wasn't about France, and it wasn't even a question.
Oh, okay, fine. Be a jerk to Logan.
I can't believe you would say something like that to someone in his condition.
What condition?
P.S. I might die of a fart infection, so please take me to a location. Wait, Bongo, quick, give me a place.
This isn't a real letter, is it? You're reading a Mad Lib!
Bongo, how dare you jump me of such a stinky thing?
Give me that book! You've used this to come up with the past 15 questions!
Oh, at least.
Everything makes sense now! Look at this one. Dear Prof. Dr. Davey, my tiny bicycle has a stupid butt.
Let me see that. Dear Bongo, I went to the hamburger store yesterday and bought a whole fart full of spider penises.
Yeah.
Spiders even have penises?
They actually have 8.
They don't have any penises. They have palps. I spent a whole weekend in the library researching arachnid sexuality.
And that was one of our best shows.
This is extremely unethical, Davey. You have to read questions from real kids or we're gonna lose our funding.
Well, the internet broke, so I had to get new ones from somewhere.
What, is something wrong with the treehouse computer?
Yeah, look at it.
God, this thing is riddled with spyware. What have you been doing on here?
Research, thank you very much.
The most recent webpage visited is philcollinsphotoshops.gov/nudes.
It's pronounced nyoids. That's Russian for MP3.
Right. Well, I have no idea how to fix this.
Hey, here's some instructions on computer repair.
Can I see them?
In a second, I just need to think of a noun. Donkey? No.
You know what, let's just end the show.
Fine, whatever. Special thanks to our pals Logan and Tammy for their letters.
They weren't real.
Until next time, here's from everyone at the Treehouse of Knowledge, hoping you have a great...
Vagina!
Children's Hour of Knowledge!
Dr. Davey is not a licensed doctor, a tenure professor in any UN-recognized nation or provisional state, including the territory of Guam.
The Children's Hour of Knowledge.
All right, hello everybody, and welcome back to the Children's Hour of Knowledge, starring me, Professor Davey, and my puppet pals. We're coming to you live from the Kids Only Super Genius Treehouse Lab here in Detroit. With me, as always, is my co-host, Bongo McTweedlepants. Say hi, Bongo.
Remember, kids, knowledge is half the power.
With us today is our special guest puppet expert, Wolfman Mozart.
Really?
Today's first question comes to us from a budding tastemaker. Dear Mr. Davey, it's Perfoctor. Thank you. Dear Perfoctor Davey, who is the greatest musician ever in the history of the world? Sincerely, Olaf from Cleveland, age 10.
Well, Olaf, that's what we call a subjective question. There are many different tastes and many different opinions.
Bill Collins.
What?
I'm not even talking about Genesis. Forget Genesis. I'm talking about Face Value, okay? The Against All Odds soundtrack. Not to mention the completely underappreciated drums on Feed the World, parentheses, Do They Know It's Christmas?
Are we talking about the Su-Su Studio guy here?
We are talking about the greatest drummer slash vocalist since the inception of the human or reptoid races.
Well, that's a... Wait, the what race?
I really like Phil Collins too, Provocateur Davey.
Do you love him?
Sure. My sister got me his Best Of tape when I was in high school.
Oh, another poser. So let's say someone gets you a Best Of a rainbow. What's that? Like, red and indigo?
I don't know. Maybe yellow?
There is a full spectrum of Collins.
We all like Phil Collins.
Would you kill for him? Would you kill for Phil?
I really think we should at least try to give Olaf a more thorough history of how music developed over the years. Maybe starting with, you know, Mozart, since we've got Wolfman Mozart here and everything. Wolfman?
Okay. Mozart was considered...
Have you even listened to Pet Sounds?
Isn't Pet Sounds the Beach Boys?
They wish.
Okay, hold on. You're trying to canonize this guy, and you don't even have a full grasp on his discography.
Maybe you should get a full grasp on my
Whoa! This is a kid's show!
Fine. Maybe you should get a full grasp on my wiener.
No, will you stop trying to get people to examine your crotch?
But my regular doctor won't take off his sunglasses to check, and I can't tell if this is a mole or a tick.
Well, I've been there.
Kids, always make sure to check all over after hiking in the nude.
How? How did we get here?
I think we have another letter to get to today, right, guys? Even though we sort of skipped my whole reason for showing up today.
Yeah, let's do something less controversial, apparently. This one is from our friend Jesse in Silver Springs. Dear Bongo, Mom says I can't put my sandwich crusts in the garbage anymore. They have to go in a bin full of worms. What is compost, anyway?
I've had a bin full of worms myself. Fortunately, with the right pill inside a block of cheese or peanut butter.
Not those kinds of worms. Well, Jesse, compost is a wonderful thing. I'm glad to hear your family's engaging in this rich, rewarding practice. Compost is, at its most basic level, a way to break wet organic matter down into a loose soil called humus.
Wait, that's humus? You made me eat wet garbage?
No, you ate hummus.
And what the hell were your so-called pita chips?
Oh, I buy those in bulk from the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals fundraiser every year. They're bamboo.
I hate those guys. The ones that are always yelling about dolphins and factories and stuff. One of them threw a bucket of paint on me last week.
Oh, they must have thought you were wearing a fur coat. Fur is murder is one of their big things.
Well, I murdered one of them, so... I guess they were right.
Wait, what?
Ugh, I know how hard it is to get paint out of a wolfskin coat.
Wait, what?
To get back to composting, you know, have you ever seen the man play, like, actually watched him live?
What? Who?
Are you talking about Phil Collins again?
It's beautiful. His hands on every instrument, his gleaming head, a sweaty thunderscape of poetry and sound.
Please don't start reading from your fan fiction again.
Seeing a true master at the height of his craft, like Jesus mounting a sermon, like Stradivarius straddling his violin. Like Geppetto carving up little boys.
You know, when I was in grad school, they gave my whole class a backstage pass at a Phil Collins concert. I don't want to let you down or anything, but Phil Collins was kind of a dick.
I'll show you what several people have described as kind of a dick.
Children's Hour of Knowledge.
Dr. Davey is not a licensed doctor, a tenured professor in any UN-recognized nation or provisional state, including the territory of Guam.
The Children's Hour of Knowledge.
All right, hello everybody, and welcome back to the Children's Hour of Knowledge, starring me, Professor Davey, and my puppet pals. We're coming to you live from the Kids Only Super Genius Treehouse Lab here in Detroit. With me, as always, is my co-host, Bongo McTweedlepants. Say hi, Bongo.
Remember, kids, knowledge is half the power.
Today's first question comes to us from Elgin, Illinois. Mikey writes, Dear Professor Davey, I heard someone say that kings and queens have blue blood. Is that true? Love, Mikey. And the answer is yes.
No, Davey.
I'm pretty sure, no, I'm positive. They have different blood.
No, you're not. You're doing that thing where you refuse to admit you don't know what you're talking about, so you just act real confident.
You may be embarrassed to learn that I wrote my dissertation on this very subject, Bongo, so...
I've read your dissertation, Davey. It has nothing to do with royalty or blood. It was, however, extremely offensive.
Okay, you know what? Let's just ask today's guest puppet.
Fine, okay. Who's today's...
Let's all give a big Treehouse of Knowledge welcome to Count Fuckula. Wait, Count Fuckula?
Hello, children!
Count Fuckula?
Yes, what is something wrong?
What's wrong is this is a fucking kids show. We can't have you on a kids show.
Because I am so spooky.
I think because your name has the word fuck in it.
Terry, who's in charge of hiring new puppets?
Let's just move on.
His name is Chris. Okay, let's give Chris a call, shall we? Let's get out my phone here.
Maybe this should wait till after the show.
What are you calling him? Tell him I say blah.
It's ringing. Hey, Chris. Chris, it's Davey. Yeah, we are. We're on the air right now.
Davey, hang up.
Shut up. Yes, we are on the air. So, Terry tells me you're the guy in charge of hiring our... Oh, I'm sorry, is this a bad time? Oh, you're at the zoo with your kids. Hey, put one of them on the phone, will ya? I don't give a shit which one, Chris, the younger one.
Can we not...
Hey, who's this?
Davey, this really isn't a...
This is Profactor Davey. You know, from the radio show, your dad... Yeah, that's right, very good. I bet you do listen. Hey, I need you to give your dad a top secret message from the Super Genius Treehouse Lab, okay? Can you do that for me? You tell him that he should ask the zoo if they need any puppets. Because as far as I'm concerned, family eat puppet. And he's fucking fired.
Wow!
You just told Jessica that her father was Davey.
Oh, God. Oh, Jessica, yeah. That's right, I remember her from the station picnic. Chris's daughter in the wheelchair. So, do you think she told him, or should I, like, maybe send a text?
Perhaps it's best to leave alone.
Okay, I guess. I guess let's get back on track here. Ask the Count about blood. So, Count, is royal blood actually blue?
In my hundreds of years of unlife, I have drunk from much royalty. And I have seen that their blood turns red when it is exposed.
See, there you go.
To my dark hunger!
No, okay, no. Blood is composed, among many other things, of a suspension of tiny cells called erythrocytes in clear plasma. Erythrocytes are more commonly called red blood cells because whenever they're exposed to oxygen, not dark hunger, the iron molecules that they contain...
I really want to call that kid back now. I feel bad.
Leave it alone, Davey.
Really, you have done enough damage already.
She was such a little sweetheart when I met her, and she said she listened to the show every day when she was in the hospital, and I just yelled at her. I called her father a d***er. Terry and I can't have any, and I started doing the show because I love kids so much. Do you think I could bring her some candy or something? Terry, look up Chris's address.
I'm pretty sure Chris wouldn't want you bringing his kids candy an hour after you fired
him. I just feel awful about this whole thing.
I could kill him?
Really?
Did you get the name Count Fuckula for fucking a lot or for being a fucking idiot?
Hey, whoa, show a little tact.
Tact? You just verbally abused a man's 6-year-old daughter for no reason.
Oh, that reminds me. Terry... Make sure I'm not around whenever Chris comes in to pick up his last check, okay? Because that could get super awkward.
Especially if I kill him.
Can we just Do the second question and end the show, please.
Okay, fine. Dear Professor Davy, this is Chris. What am I supposed to do now that you fired me? How am I supposed to support my daughters? This goes on for a while. There's like 4 or 5 texts. Oh, this is from that Chris.
Here, give me, I'm taking your phone away.
I operate a massage parlor out of the back of an old white castle. Give Chris my number. He sounds like a desperate man with the gentle hands.
Hold on, Chris is saying here...
How sensitive is Chris's gag reflex? In summer, the odor of the rancid grease!
Hello, is this the right address?
Hold on, Chris says here that Count Calcula the Learning Vampire came very well recommended, and he doesn't...
Hi, that's me. Sorry I'm late. Who can guess how many pints there are in the quart?
Wait, if Chris hired Calcula, then where did you... Hey, why is there a used condom in the coffee pot?
F*** you out!
The Children's Hour of Knowledge.
Professor Davy is not a licensed doctor, a tenured professor in any UN recognized nation or provisional state, including the territory form.
The Children's Hour of Knowledge.
Welcome back to the Children's Hour of Knowledge, starring me, Dr. Davy, and my puppet pals. Coming to you live from the kids-only Super Genius Treehouse Lab, here in Detroit. With me, as always, is my co-host, Bongo McTweedlepants. Say hi, Bongo. Bongo? Terry? Terry, did Bongo not come in to work today?
I'm here! I'm here. Knowledge is half the power, I'm here. Sorry, I'm late.
Wow. Bongo, pretty unprofessional.
I got us a guest puppet. I had to pick him up from the airport.
Why would you need to get a guest puppet? Don't we have a guy for that?
You screamed obscenities at his kids and then you fired him, remember? Last week?
Last week?
Anyway, come on in. Come on in. I called in a favor from an old college buddy. Okay, kids, you've heard him on the internationally acclaimed kids' science show, Dr. Bonker's Educational Fun Time. Let's give a big treehouse of knowledge welcome to...
Oh, Christ.
Thaddeus von Wiggletrousers!
Hello, children. Your smiles are like the sunshine from a unicorn's hug.
You went to college with this guy?
Sure, we were both on the debate team at Puppet Harvard.
Remind me again, where did you attend school, David?
Puppet Cornell.
Huh. I see. So you received your puppet degree in...
I didn't actually graduate. The administration was full of Nazis, okay? They blackballed me just because my dissertation was technically racist. Technically.
Fascinating. You were denied your degree then.
Oh, I didn't give them the satisfaction. I left before graduation in protest.
You left in the back of a police car.
I see. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but if memory serves, Cornell is the Ivy League school chiefly reserved for pity admissions to the progeny of the cross-eyed and toothless middle class. Is that about right?
Well, our first question of the day is, Dear Bongo, what does progeny mean? Love a child. Bongo?
Progeny means children, Davy.
Right. Okay. Thaddeus, how about you don't talk about my mom's teeth and I don't put a cigarette out in your eye?
The actual first question of the day comes from a sweet young lady named Frances from New Mexico.
It reads, Dear Profoctor? What in heaven's name is a profoctor?
Profoctor is a term with no legal standing created for the exclusive use of the Children's Hour's knowledge. And I read the questions, Thaddeus. May I call you Thad?
You may not.
Wow, this puppet has more than a guy's hand up his ass, am I right? Bongo, come on, back me up here.
The letter reads, Dear Profoctor Davy, what is string theory?
Wow, Francis, what a grown-up question. String theory was created in 1985 by Stephen Hawking when he hit his head in a toilet seat and lost the use of his legs.
What?
It came to him in a vision, and it's one of the main technological components that makes time travel possible.
Is he making a joke? What is this?
Thankfully, he was saved from Morlock attack in the far future by a book in his breast pocket. A copy of the Da Vinci Code.
Is this what you were talking about on the ride over, Bongo?
This is exactly what I was talking about.
Very well, then I'm just gonna pop in here and repair whatever damage I can. My dear Francis, ignore everything that awful man just said. String theory comprises a number of fascinating theoretical frameworks for physics, all of which share something called the holographic principle.
Fascinating is right, but string theory is also entirely hypothetical at this point, since none of its predictions can actually be tested, which puts...
Why, that's not quite true, Bongo. Many of its predictions are falsifiable.
In a lab the size of the solar system.
Oh, really? Because I heard that they're already conducting experiments on the subject in Large Hadron Collider.
Did you just say the Large Hadron?
Yes, which raises concerns about the possibility of exposure to Hawking radiation pending a study conducted at CERN in 2007, citation needed.
Is that a Palm Pilot, David?
No.
Yes, it is. I got you that for Christmas.
This is my dialysis machine.
You're just reading... You're reading that directly from a Wikipedia entry, aren't you?
I've never even Wikipedia-ed before.
Now, I do remember an article on the Large Hadron Collider, to which I contributed, which is being activated later this month as part of the continued search for the Higgs boson condensate. Is that what you meant, David?
You know, maybe we should just move on to the second question, okay, guys?
No, Bongo. Let him answer. Is that what you meant, David?
Bongo, you've heard of the Large Hadron Collider, right?
Moving on. Dear Bongo, where do corn chips come from? From Janie in Vacaville.
Now that is a question with a surprising amount of depth, Janie.
The earliest mass-produced corn chip was cooked up from a recipe discovered by a man named Elmer Doolin in San Antonio, Texas, 1932. He called them frittatas, and later fritos.
But the existence of that corn chip comes from the fried tortillas, which were a staple of Tex-Mex cuisine, created by Tejanos, Texans of Mexican descent, back when Texas was actually a territory of what was called New Spain.
Nowadays, the snacks are commonly delineated into thicker, coarser corn chips and thinner, lighter tortilla chips.
I'm surprised you even know what chips means over here.
What was that? What are you doing?
Can't you tell, mate? I'm from your side of the pond.
Witness, children, the long-term effects of shaken baby syndrome.
Come on, Davy, we discussed you doing accents on the show.
How about another shrimp on the barbie?
What the drooling mongoloid is attempting to say is that the word chips has different meanings in Britain and America.
Yeah, it's an interesting fact. There are lots of words that have different meanings.
Another interesting fact, kids, Thaddeus is impotent.
How dare you, sir!
That is completely...
Oh, you think it's funny? Poop! Poop! Anus!
Sorry, Thaddeus. That was completely inappropriate. You're right.
You didn't say it was inappropriate when he called me a mongoloid.
Well...
I've never even been to Mongolia.
How did you get involved with this man, Bongo? My God, you have your puppet masters in adolescent education.
Sure, but there aren't that many jobs out there for you.
Is that all? Listen, why not ditch this hack and come back with me to Dr. Bonker's educational fun time? You could use another alphabet puppet. You could do some real good for the children.
Well, I mean, that's tempting, but not all the kids can afford satellite radio.
Oh, excuse me. You can do some good for the children who will someday amount to anything.
Hey!
He's kind of right about that part, Bongo.
How dare you, both of you! Our listeners have just as much chance of changing the world as anyone else. How dare you assume their value as human beings is somewhat diminished just because of their social class? Shame on you. I'm not coming back until you two figure out something good to apologize to our audience.
Want to read some pages I photocopied out of his diary?
Yes.
Children's Hour of Knowledge.
Dr. Davy is not a licensed doctor, a tenured professor in any UN-recognized nation or provisional state, including the territory of Guam.
The Children's Hour of Knowledge.
Hey there, and welcome back to the Children's Hour of Knowledge, starring me, Professor Davy, and my puppet pals. We're coming to you live from the Kids Only Super Genius Treehouse Lab here in Detroit. With me, as always, is my co-host, Bongo McTweedlepants. Say hi, Bongo.
Hi, kids. Knowledge is half the power.
And let's give a big treehouse welcome to our guest puppet, Herman the Oral Hygiene Zombie.
Is Herman... Can he talk?
Spit, Herman.
Well, that's better. Hey, kids!
Are you qualified to do that kind of work? Even on a puppet?
Yeah, after last week I finally went online. Got my associates in orthodontistics.
You mean orthodontistry?
Nope.
So when shall I expect feeling back in my face, Professor?
I have no idea. Anyway, today's first question comes to us from Hillsboro, Oregon. Dear Professor Davy, I have eaten nothing but corn dogs for the last couple months, and my teeth are starting to get wiggly in my mouth. Is the tooth fairy coming again? Sincerely, Adrian.
Well, Adrian, it's normal to lose your baby teeth between the ages of 6 and 12. Although it says here that you're 19?
What you're feeling is perfectly normal, Adrian. Tooth loosening is puberty's way of telling you that your body is changing into something horrible. If it gets really bad, I recommend substituting your store-bought toothpaste with a home-made mixture of equal parts ammonia and bleach.
That's not...
No! Adrian... Proper oral care is the most important thing you can do inside your own mouth. Here, Bongo, take a look at this picture of my teeth from 5 years ago.
Oh, God!
Whoa, let me see that.
Horrible, isn't it? Receding gums, cavities, missing teeth, chunks of brain and skull fragments.
Is that someone's wedding ring?
Someone's wedding ring. It goes on and on. I was just too focused on eating people to realize what I was doing to myself. Finally, one day I had what alcoholics refer to as a moment of clarity. It took me a full 15 minutes to gnaw through the spine of an old woman, riddled with osteoporosis.
You killed an old woman?
Eventually, sir. But the point I'm trying to make here is that I was taking such bad care of my teeth, I'd become the worst thing a zombie can become. A slow eater.
So what did you do?
I did what we should all do. I went to the dentist, and after eating the fingers of 10 or 12 qualified professionals, I finally worked up the self-restraint to get my mouth turned around. Look at me now.
Wow, now that is a sparkling white smile.
Is that a toenail?
Oh. Sorry, I'm still getting used to the retainer.
How much did all this cost?
That's the best part. It was absolutely free. Didn't cost me a dime.
Wow, that's actually... How did you manage that? Can you have insurance if you're... dead?
Actually, the office was ripped apart by the living dead before they managed to bill me. Brightmoor's completely overrun.
Wait, Brightmoor, Detroit? My mom lives there.
Probably not anymore.
I should maybe call here. Just, let me, Mom? Mom? Mom, are you okay? Uh-huh. Okay. Okay, good. Goodbye. She's fine. It's cool. She's totally fine. Oh, Bongo, she wanted to know how your large brain is doing.
It's fine.
She also said you should visit soon.
Our next question relates to your teeth. How are your teeth, Davy? Open your mouth now.
It's kind of weird you didn't ask how my brain was.
Do it now, Davy.
Okay, geez, fine. Now, what was the question exactly? Okay,
you got your entire hand in his mouth there. How does this relate to oral hygiene?
Your teeth are inferior, Davy. This won't do at all if you're to join us.
Oh?
Look how easily I can snap this one off.
Oh! Holy shit!
Don't take off those thinking caps, kids. The Super Genius Treehouse Lab is having some slight technical difficulties.
All right, it's going to take you a while to chew through those straps.
Why is he still in the studio? Terry, did you call the police?
Because we paid $50 for an oral hygiene puppet, and we are going to get our money's worth. Aren't we, Herman?
Wait, $50? I don't get paid $50.
Can I have the tooth back, please?
Yeah, here you go. I'm sorry about that. I've been trying to work through this whole thing in group, but between the brains and the teeth and the sex addiction...
Oh, well, yeah, we've all been there. And this actually transitions pretty well into a question I've wanted to get on the show for a long time. Dear Bongo, what is the best weapon to keep next to my bed in case zombies attack? Love, Julia in Englewood.
I don't know, Julia, but, I guess a chainsaw is usually the...
Oh, man. Oh. Well, that takes me back.
Chainsaws, please. Come on, Bongo.
We love a chainsaw.
That's what they use in the movies.
Ever notice how they always die at the end of those movies, Bongo?
There's just too much that can go wrong with a chainsaw. You know, Murphy's Law, Occam's Razor.
No, razor's too small. Avoid blades of any kind, really.
What about, like, a really big revolver?
Wait, seriously?
Sure, if you want to find out how delicious you are.
6 bullets in a revolver, Bongo? Maybe one in the chamber.
I thought...
You thought what? That zombies only travel in groups of 6?
And you're a puppet. The kickback's gonna break your arm.
Shouldn't we be teaching the kids non-violent means of conflict resolution?
Yeah, sure. Why don't you try some of that on the mob forming outside? Go see if they're up for talking it out.
What? Are you kidding?
No, check the window, man.
Where? Wow. Okay. I guess this is your time to shine, Davy. Time to show us how the zombie killing's done, right? Davy, stop peeing yourself.
You know, I'm trying and I just can't.
Children's Hour of Knowledge.
Dr. Davy is not a licensed doctor, a tenured professor in any UN-recognized nation or provisional state, including the territory form.
The Children's Hour of Knowledge.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the Children's Hour of Knowledge, starring me, Dr. Davy, and my puppet mortal enemies. With me, as always, is my co-host, Bongo McTweedlepants. Say hi, Bongo.
I'm not your enemy. Am I your enemy?
I was referring to our guest puppet, Thaddeus Von Wiggletrousers of Dr. Bonker's Educational Fun Time.
Now I'll just have to pass.
You did invite me back of your own free will, David.
Well, that's because this is a very special episode.
We do have a very special episode in store for you today, kids. An education celebration of the independence of our great nation.
That's right, Bongo. Almost 40 years ago today, the United States declared its independence from... Oh gosh, Thaddeus, who did we declare our independence from again?
The British Empire. And it was in 1776 when your country declared its independence. Over 230 years ago, you slack-jawed inbred...
That's right, Thaddeus! 1776!
Oh, now that rhyme makes sense.
What rhyme?
In 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. In 1776, we told the queen to suck...
You leave the queen out of it!
Davy, you swore not to mention the queen!
You swore!
I'm not saying she did it, I'm just saying we made the suggestion, maybe she considered it.
Well, it just so happens that in that particular era, you would have been suggesting that unspeakable act to a king, David, his royal majesty, George III.
What's important historically is that...
What's important historically is that the ruling monarch was intimately familiar with America's hog.
America's hog? Oh, you mean your mother?
That brings us right to today's first question from little Allison in Washington, D.C. Dear Provocateur Davy, why did America declare its independence from England?
Well, Claire, there were two reasons. The first is something about a tea party, and the second is probably because English food tastes like hemorrhoids.
Oh, yes. American food is the absolute paragon of human achievement. An entire nation's diet based on beef jerky and deep-fried candy bars.
Davy was referring to the Boston Tea Party.
Deep-fried candy is a sometimes food.
Why not tell us a little about that fateful day in 1773, Thaddeus?
Fine. Your American hero, John Hancock, most famous for his inability to sign his name properly, instigated a boycott of British tea.
England, you see, had been taxing their American colonies without providing them parliamentary representation.
Right, Bongo. Kids, to give you some idea of how evil that is, try to imagine Darth Vader forcing Bambi to eat Dora the Explorer.
As a matter of fact, David, it's much the same status your country currently applies to its own territories, including the Virgin Islands, Puerto Rico, and Guam.
You swore not to mention Guam!
There's a key difference in these two situations, Thaddeus.
Which is?
Key difference is that America is number one. I believe this is an appropriate place to put on my traditional fireworks hat and sing the Pledge of Allegiance.
Not indoors, Davy!
Relax. I'm only using sparklers this year.
Won't those still set off the fire alarm?
Ha! We can't afford a fire alarm. Score one for the CHK.
He's not kidding. This place doesn't even have a working bathroom.
Oh, it works. I just had to brick over the door after what I caught Count Fuckula doing in there.
You know, in Britain, educational radio on the BBC is extremely well-funded. Some of their studio treehouses have two bathrooms, if not more.
You're lying. Bongo? Bongo, tell him he's lying.
Literally dozens of smoke detectors. Sprinkler systems, even.
Thaddeus, you're upsetting him.
The master bathroom of my own studio features not only a bidet, two bathroom attendants, and a small plasma television, but two fire extinguishers.
Well, we have our own mini-fridge.
Our second question reads... Dear Bongo, in the midst of an economic downturn, increasingly violent rhetoric from many world leaders, battles over basic civil and human rights, constant war, and endless hunger, why are so many Americans choosing not to take action to make the world a better place? Signed, Daniel in Pittsburgh. Huh.
Well, you go ahead and tackle that one, Bongo. I have to go up on the roof and make sure our flag is properly spotlighted. Happy Independence Day, kids! America!
Were you going to tell him his hair was on fire?
Not yet.
Children's Hour of Knowledge!
Dr. Davey is not a licensed doctor, a tenured professor in any UN-recognized nation or provisional state, including the territory form.
The Children's Hour of Knowledge.
Hey, Terry. Sweetie. Hey, lamb cakes? Just wanted to say you did a fantastic job mopping up all the congealed zombie chunks in here.
Davey! Davey, we're on!
No, I love you more.
Davey!
What? Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Children's Hour of Knowledge, starring me, Dr. Davey, and my puppet pals. We're coming to you live from the kids-only Super Genius Treehouse Lab here in Detroit. With me, as always, is my co-host, Bongo McTweedlepants. Say hi, Bongo.
Remember, kids, knowledge is half the power.
We've got a very special treat this week for you.
Yeah, so who's the super-secret guest you wrangled for today's show? The one you refused to tell me anything about. You kept using the words... blow your mind.
This is going to blow your mind, Bongo. You know, your small puppet-sized mind?
Yes.
It's about to be blown.
All right. Come on.
Kids, let's give an extra, extra big treehouse of knowledge welcome to the ghost of Bob Dylan.
Ooh! Hamburger bicycle in a raincoat.
Bob Dylan isn't dead, Davey.
And who the hell is this?
I'm pretty sure this is a homeless person.
Butterberry cram blinker sauce lemonade.
A homeless puppet?
He's a person, Davey. Like you.
Oh yeah, smart guy? Then why doesn't he have any legs?
Vietnam.
Oh god.
Great job, Davey. Really nailed this one.
Pekingese, double dwibble.
Let's just do the question.
Fine, although it's not exactly appropriate now. Dear Profactor, if ghosts are real, why do people on TV need special equipment to see them? Love, Molly and Eckhart.
That's a tricky one, Molly, and it requires some advanced physics to explain. For instance, take the video game Pac-Man.
Pac-Man?
When you eat a power pill, the ghosts begin to blink in and out of visibility, and when they do appear, they're bright blue. This is because, as many researchers believe, blue is a phantom color, which can only be seen by dogs and Scientologists.
How to begin wind! The approaching were riders, too.
Bob makes an excellent point. That makes purple only half real.
Blue and purple are both real, Molly. And together they cover the low wavelength end of the visible light spectrum, commonly delineated into blue, indigo, and violet.
Not true, Bongo. That fails to explain why vampires can cloak themselves in the twilight. Clearly they wear the invisible blue night as you or I would wear a cape.
Hamburger apple pie! Mashed potatoes!
See? Veteran Bob Dylan remembers.
Actually, he's just listing food now. I think he's hungry.
Well, give him your sandwich.
Are you hungry, sir? Sir? Do you like tofu?
Don't give the man tofu, Bongo. Jeez, he's a veteran. Just give him, like, $20. I know you carry cash.
Hey, no.
What, you think he'll use it to buy drugs?
I'm worried. He might spend it on, fast food.
Happy Meal! Green bean
That brings us to our next question. Davy.
Fine, you're an ass, Bongo. Little Maya from Missouri asks, Dear Professor Davy, how does a Ouija board work? Well, you're playing with dark magics there, little lady.
No, you're not. It just slides around when you push it, Maya. It's part of a phenomenon of intelligence called apophenia.
Okay, so everyone sits in a circle around the board, joins hands, and you place a single finger on the indicator. But for the love of God, make sure the first question you ask is, are you an evil spirit?
Yes, we are.
Oh, okay, hold on.
What is it?
Did you hear that? Listen to him. Are you an evil spirit?
Weeders!
Look, Maya, when it comes down to it, Ouija boards are just proof that one in four people is a liar. Someone always ends up scooting it along, answering no if you ask it. Any girls at school like you, or telling you you'll never be able to get a new host for your podcast.
That wasn't me, Bongo.
You didn't even use the board, you just said no.
Beachfront tampon! Terry's cheating on you!
What was that? He did it again!
He said tampon, Davy. He's talking nonsense. He's probably crazy from hunger, especially since he seems to have taken my sandwich, and he appears to be attempting to smoke it. Great.
Shut up. What are you saying, Spirit? Tell me clearly.
Microphone lubricant. Sweaty Italian bread. Infinity hamburger. Science goggle.
And he has taken his shirt off.
Nipple.
Great. All right, well, that about wraps it up for this week here at the Children's Hour of Knowledge. We'd like to thank little Maya and Molly, and...
Terry gives jobs in the bathroom at Applebee's.
What?
Children's Hour of Knowledge.
Professor Davy is not a licensed doctor, a tenured professor in any UN-recognized nation or provisional state, including the territory form.
The Children's Hour of Knowledge.
Hey everybody, and welcome to the Children's Hour of Knowledge, starring me, Professor Davy, and my puppet pals. We're coming to you live from the kids-only Super Genius Treehouse Lab here in Detroit. With me, as always, is my co-host, Bongo McTweedlepants. Say hi, Bongo.
Hi, kids! Knowledge is half the power!
We've got sort of an unusual show for you today. Here on the cusp of a new millennium, we're going to take a look back and showcase the 20 most important facts of the 20th century.
The millennium happened 8 years ago, Davy.
Not by my calendar.
That's because you haven't flipped over the page since April of 2000.
The April cat is hanging from the tree limb, and it says hang in there. Which is kind of like a metaphor for my whole philosophy, Bongo. You'll excuse me if we don't just all flip away our philosophies because time has passed.
Before we get too far in the show here, we should introduce the newest addition to the Super Genius Treehouse Lab. Nick, our intern. Say hi, Nick.
Nick doesn't get a microphone. Nick goes to Poletown Community College.
Oh.
Nick gets to talk once he graduates.
Nick will be helping out around the studio here for college credit. And actually, he's taken on the responsibility of hiring our guest puppets. Since, we don't have that guy. Nick, would you like to introduce today's... You can't. For our listeners out there, Nick is gesturing enthusiastically to... this gentleman.
Let's give a big Treehouse of Knowledge welcome to this week's guest puppet, Nick's great-uncle, Uncle Sunshine.
What a cute stage name. What's your actual name, sir?
It's Uncle. The man's name is Uncle Sunshine.
My mother named me after my brother's father. This was back in, 1910, I believe it was, during the big storm before we moved up north for Christie's lung puncture. We got the house where we had the
So, Uncle Sunshine, what's your area of expertise exactly?
Interrupt me again, Bongo!
Ah!
See what happens when you interrupt a man with shrapnel in his guts.
I'm sorry?
Wow, Bongo, how polite. The man's like 200 years old. I think you could show a little respect.
What, they let homosexuals on the radio now?
Whoa!
Was that addressed to me or him?
Don't care for homosexuals, not one bit. Knew one back in the big war. Always hitting me on the knee with that little hammer of his, strutting around in his fancy white coat like he owned the thing. I could have had a white coat if I wanted. I told him that. I could have picked one up any time.
You think a homosexual is someone who wears a lab coat?
Well, that depends. Is that a lab coat you got on there?
How about those facts, Davy? Gonna go ahead and get started with number 20?
Yeah, okay. Number 20. The printing press.
The printing press was invented by Johann Gutenberg in 1439, Davy.
But not used, Bongo. Not used until 1938, when director Orson Welles needed some words to come spinning at the screen in his movie Citizen Kane, and so invented the newspaper.
I attempted to purchase a newspaper at the street corner last week, and I was thoroughly offended to find it was free of charge. That doesn't sit right with me.
Oh, that was probably one of the Detroit area alternative weekly papers, which are a notable development of the 20th century. Since they're supported entirely by advertising, they can offer a unique viewpoint on...
Some of the classifieds in the back were, I believe, for the services of prostitutes.
Why, yes, Uncle. I think there are some people in the studio who are familiar with that section.
Kid show! We're doing a kid show!
Well, if you didn't want me to see the ad, Terry, you shouldn't have used my picture!
I think it's a fantastic idea. I cannot tell you how much trouble I had during the war finding a hooker who'd let
Okay! Gonna move right on ahead to, you know what? How about, number seven, Davy? Let's skip ahead.
Number seven. Brangelina.
I am 100% sure Brangelina is not on that list.
It's right here. It's in your handwriting.
Really?
Yeah. He dotted the I with a heart, too. I'm disappointed in you, Bongo. That has no business on our list. Bennifer, maybe, but Angelina Jolie?
I can't stand that woman's lips. Looks like she's allergic to her teeth.
Number six, The Greatest Generation.
The Greatest Generation is a phrase used to refer to the Americans who survived World War II. As a matter of fact, Uncle Sunshine, you look to be about that age, if I'm not mistaken.
What? Yeah, I fought in the war.
The Second War of the Worlds. The invasion of the Reptoids was as lethal as it was sudden. Thankfully, the Allied forces were able to destroy their mothership, using an astonishing new weapon created by the Manhattan Project.
What?
That weapon's name was Godzilla.
Davy, have you been taking all your medication? Every day?
I take most of it most days.
Give me that paper. Let's see here. Number one. Casablanca.
Really? Casablanca?
What? What's wrong with Casablanca?
It's a bunch of bull honky. That's what's wrong with it.
I mean, why do you say that?
Laszlo escaped from a concentration camp. My ass. Nobody got out on our watch.
Wait, what?
Uncle Sunshine is a Nazi. That's great.
The hell do you think I was? Japanese?
Nick, you stupid little...
Power of knowledge.
Dr. Davy is not a licensed doctor, a tenured professor in any UN recognized nation or provisional state, including the territory form.
The Children's Hour of Knowledge.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the Children's Hour of Knowledge, starring me, Profactor Davy, and my puppet pals. We're coming to you live from the Kids Only Super Genius Treehouse Lab here in Detroit. With me, as always, is my co-host, Bongo McTweedlepants. Say hi, Bongo.
Hi, kids! Remember, knowledge is half the power.
Well, we've got a very special state-mandated episode in store for you today, kids. In order to continue to receive funding for the show from Detroit, we're required to occasionally bring on some local motivational speakers. Who have they stuck us with this time, Bongo?
He's actually an up-and-coming hip-hop artist here in Detroit. And, he's also my little brother.
You have a brother?
Let's all welcome to the show, MC Fuzzy Blanket.
Yo, what up, motherfucker?
Fuzzy Blanket, we talked about this. No cursing.
Chill, puppet down.
Welcome to the show, Mr. Blanket.
Yo, man, you can call me Fuzzy. Man, this is a nice treehouse you got here. Is that a mini fridge?
It is. Yeah, we keep specimens and Kool-Aid in it.
Man, I like this. Why ain't you never had me on the show before, Bongo?
Well, the state hadn't made it mandatory to have you on the show, Fuzzy.
So what exactly are you here for?
You know, I just wanted to get the word out about my new album. My first album, coming out this week. Drink Milk or Die Trying. I'm on a promotivational tour. I came up with that.
So do you have, like, a sample track to perform for us?
Hell yes, I do! Yo, Terry, let me get a beat.
That's good, yeah. That's nice. They call me MC Fuzzy Blanket, sometimes MC Fuzzy B. Teaching kids to brush their teeth and stay in school and plant a tree. My message, like a drug abuser's test for HIV, is positive. I'm positive that soon you will agree. I bust rhymes like Tanya, busting knees on Nancy Kerrigan. My sneakers are fair trade, but when I can, I buy American. Yeah. USA. Bro,
brush your teeth and gums so you don't get gingivitis. My dick's so big, looks like I got elephantitis. Eat split knish like I'm at a Jewish buffet. You need 5 servings of vegetables every single day. F-U-double-Z-Y, because we like you. Step the fuck out my way and listen to this haiku. I know you want it. High fructose corn syrup will fuck up your shit. Hey! I told you we keep it clean here.
That's completely not true, Bongo.
And the last part didn't even rhyme.
It was a haiku. Haikus ain't got to rhyme.
What was the part about your penis?
It looked like it got elephantitis.
It's elephantiasis, actually. And if you had any idea about the parasites that caused
it... Oh, nah, man,
Bongo,
that's gross.
Come on. This is a kid's show.
I'm not the one who...
And hey, F-blank, what's split knish?
Let me show you on my cell phone. I got some pictures.
It's food. It's only food. A traditional dish consisting of fried dough with some sort of filling.
Yeah, well, that's what the pictures are.
I like to take pictures of my food. What you think I meant?
Look, you plugged your album, you cursed a lot, and you used terrible grammar. Are you about ready to get off my show?
We haven't even answered a question yet, Bongo.
Man, not all of us got to go to puppet college and learn good grammars, Bongo. Some of us took to the streets. Some of us spent out there every day teaching kids in a language they understand. I live and breathe the street, Bongo!
You still live with Mom.
In the boathouse, like Will Smith!
We have a special question for today in honor of our special guest.
Davey, no.
Dear Profactor D, so many fake motherfuckers been up in the educational question and answer format that it warms my gangster heart just to know you and Bongo keeping it real. Next week I'm headed down to county, and it's my third strike, so I don't know if I'm ever coming out this time. Before I go, can I get a what-what? Sincerely, Brody, age 9.
It's not even the real question.
Brody, you can get a what-what. Am I right?
Davey, you will absolutely not.
Let's do this.
Yo, B-Man, it's coming to you straight out the Super Genius Treehouse Laboratory. 2008, holla! Rock that shit, Davey.
Britannica and Carter whipped to even Wikipedia. This book's as dry as deserts and they pages full of tedia.
You gotta trust your profactor, bring in hours and knowledge. My brother's grammar's as good because he went to college.
Davey and the bong man don't answering your queries. MC Fuzzy B about to bust a capillary.
Cause I'm so stoked about the message that we bring him, whether speaking it, rapping it, chanting, humming, or singing.
Take it, Bongo.
No.
Come on, Bongo, one time.
Fine. Don't smoke. Cause smoking's a joke. And stay in school if you want to be cool. And don't do drugs. And wear your seatbelt. And show respect here.
Hey, my motherfucker!
Children's Hour of Knowledge.
Dr. Davey is not a licensed doctor, a tenured professor in any UN-recognized nation or provisional state, including the territory of Guam.
The Children's Hour of Knowledge.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the Children's Hour of Knowledge, starring me, Dr. Davey, and my puppet pals. We're coming at you live from the Kids Only Super Genius Treehouse Lab here in Detroit. With me, as always, is my co-host, Bongo McTweedlepants. Say hi, Bongo.
Hi, kids. Remember, knowledge is half the power.
Today's first question comes to us from Plano, Texas. Dear Professor Davey, why does everyone care so much about Mark Twain? Sincerely, Jefferson, age 12.
Well, Jefferson, there's a lot of reasons to care. Mark Twain was a famous writer and creator of the great American novel. He remains one of the most important literary figures in American history.
He was also known as Samuel Clemens.
That's right, Davey.
A name he had to assume when he traveled back in time in order to avoid changing the future.
Really?
Now, of course, this was well before the time of Stephen Hawking, so Twain was only able to reach the court of King Arthur via a lucky accident involving lightning, a clock tower, and a 1982 DeLorean.
Jefferson, what Davey's telling you is, it's sort of a hodgepodge of Clemens' real life with one of his books, A Connecticut Yankee in King Arthur's Court. And also the movie Back to the Future.
It was a documentary, Bongo.
You know what? It cannot possibly make things any worse to bring a third party into this conversation. So, Davey, who's this week's guest puppet?
His name is Braggy Bear.
I have a boat.
Whoa, seriously?
Yeah, it's a 64-footer, so whatever, you know.
We had a boat that we used to take out for knowledge trips on the lake.
Oh, please, everybody knew what went on your knowledge trips.
Not everybody, Bongo. Not until you started sleeping with that skank from the Coast Guard and we mysteriously got raided.
Bongo, you really got it on with a maritime puppet.
Davy always held a grudge against Catherine for no reason. She was one of the sweetest, most just...
Because I bagged two or three of those last weekend.
Dude, up top. I should call you Baggy Bear, am I right?
No, sometimes I dream that I don't have to do shows like this anymore.
I should mention that all this did happen on my giant boat.
Then I wake up.
Our next question involves another famous mark. Why don't you take it, Braggy?
You never let anyone else read the questions.
That's because we never had anyone cool on the show before.
Yeah, one time I got to read the top 10 list on Letterman. I was like in New York for this conference and he called me up. I was like, I'm kind of busy, Dave. But he started crying or whatever, so I was like, sure.
See, I could tell you'd be good at this.
Do I need to tell you that he's lying? Do I actually need to tell you that?
They wanted me to stay on the show, actually, but I was like, listen, I wouldn't want to take that away from the D-Man.
See, that's classy.
Call him the D-Man, because we're so close. We're like best friends or whatever.
Hey, real quick, Braggy Bear, what channel is David Letterman on?
Channel 4.
Which network?
It depends.
Why are you grilling him, Bongo? Be cool.
Totally. Can't believe you don't even know what channel he's on, man. That must be embarrassing. We're on the radio.
There's a lot of stuff he doesn't know. You wouldn't believe what it's like trying to do an educational show with him. So, were you going to read the question, then?
Oh. All right, get ready. I'm reading off the paper, then. Just read... Okay. The words. Can I get a glass of water? No? All right. Okay. Dear Frofactor Davy, I was wondering, why is there communism? Did someone invent it? Angela in Love Angela in Illinois.
You maybe want to try that again? Maybe we can sound out some of the harder words together.
They told me you had trouble with the English language, Bongo, but I hardly see the use in wasting airtime repeating myself just because you can't keep up.
You can obviously barely read, Braggy Bear.
Excuse me, Bongo. I don't have a lot of time to read while I'm banging your ex-girlfriend on the deck of my yacht. Also, I know karate.
I'm sure you've never even met my ex-girlfriend.
Catherine Furman goes by Katie, but only to her work friends.
Oh, snap, Bongo.
That doesn't mean anything.
C-cup. Brazilian wax.
How do you...
Bongo?
What, Davy?
Oh, snap, Bongo.
Communism is usually described as the brainchild of Karl Marx, a philosopher from Prussia in what we now call Germany.
Which is obviously yet another pseudonym of Mark Tom Sawyer Twain.
No! Marx was a real person, Davy. I put flowers on his tombstone.
Did you ever see them in the same room together?
Of course not. They both lived in the 19th century.
Around the same time, huh? Take a look at these pictures. Bit of a resemblance?
That's just because they have similar noses. And eyes. And because one's facial hair fits neatly inside the other's.
You know, in college, I was Superman.
Superman's trademark and copyrighted character under disputed ownership of DC Comics and the estate of Jerry Siegel. He's also not real.
It was Twain / Marx's time-traveling habits that allowed him to go into the far-flung future and return with the central tenet of communism. Be excellent to each other.
That's Bill and Ted.
That reminds me, you know who else I nailed on my helicopter?
Who?
George Carlin.
Don't speak that way about the dead. That's not okay.
He's not dead. He's dead?
Now, not only do I not believe you have a boat, you don't even have a television, do you?
You're seriously telling me he's dead?
Yeah, a little over a month ago.
I can't believe Sally didn't call me. Oh my god, I have to go.
George Carlin was also Mark Twain.
The Children's Hour of Knowledge.
Dr. Davy is not a licensed doctor, a tenured professor in any UN-recognized nation or provisional state, including the territory of Guam.
The Children's Hour of Knowledge.
everybody, and welcome back to the Children's Hour of Knowledge is Half the Power.
That's my line.
What the fuck is this? Nick, why are my note cards out of order?
We're here in the Super Genius Treehouse Lab with Profactor Davy and his puppet pals, including his co-host, me, Bongo. Knowledge is Half the Power.
I'll be totally honest. We don't have a particularly special show for you today, kids. No real surprises here.
I think every show is special. In its own way. Thanks to the kids-only super genius team here, of me and you and our producer Terry and our intern Nick.
We're all beautiful snowflakes, Bongo. Let's just knock this one out and get out of here.
What is this? What's with the attitude?
Our producer and I are having some problems. Can we leave it at that?
Of course. Sure. Let's just, just do the best we can today, okay?
Who's the guest puppet? This guy?
Let's give a big Treehouse of Knowledge welcome to Matronly Margaret.
Oh, please, honey, call me Margie.
Okay. Matronly Margaret.
Where's the question? Is it even... Oh, no, here it is. Dear Profactor Davy, love, Adam, and Corvallis.
Was there any more to that one?
Nick, where's the other card?
Hey, take it down a notch, Davy. He's new here. He's a new guy.
You know, that's true. It's only his third week. Terry couldn't consistently get the theme music to come on by the end of our third year.
So, Nick, do you know where that card went?
I'd be right in the middle of a sentence, and suddenly...
Children's Hour of Knowledge.
Okay, Terry, you made your point. And, here we go. I found the question here on the floor. Dear Profactor Davy, I have a new baby sister. She's very small, and my parents say I can't hold her until they can be sure I won't drop her. How can I get good at babies?
Well, Adam, one way I learned to hold a little darling was with an egg baby.
No way, me too. That's like a crazy coincidence.
Everybody has those egg babies in middle school, Davy.
What do you mean, middle school?
You still have yours, don't you?
Do you not?
You're 38, Davy!
And barren, Bongo. My metaphorical womb is a metaphorical desert.
Oh, Davy, sweetie, what's with this body hatred? You've just got to learn to accept yourself as you are. You're not even meant to have kids.
Then what? Then your significant other will keep leaving nasty little reminders of it on the wall calendar?
Seriously?
That's kind of f***ed up, Terry.
Is that why someone wrote impotent on my birthday?
That's why I keep my son here in the Super Genius Treehouse mini fridge, where he's safe from all that negativity in my, home.
You keep a 24-year-old egg in the office.
I named him Little Davy Mel Gibson Jr., just like his daddy.
Your last name isn't Mel Gibson.
It's actually Mel Gibson. It's Polish.
Out of her vagina.
What?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just reading the next card.
Sleep with one eye open, Nick.
I think that's supposed to come after our next question, which I'm sure is around here somewhere.
Is this it? Someone was using it as a coaster.
Right, yeah, that's it. Yeah. Dear Bongo, what is a placenta? Oh, come on, I'm not answering. It's one of those questions from teenagers, Nick. You're supposed to throw these ones... Huh. Okay, Nick is signaling he does not know what a placenta is. He was actually wanting to
placenta
know
is a Spanish word meaning tiny place.
No, I thought we were going to get through one show without any flagrant misinformation. It's like pitching a no-hitter.
Spain, of course, being the first human country to achieve natural childbirth.
As soon as you start to hope for it, it's gone.
To address the child's question, a placenta is that little space between the anus and vagina.
That's a perineum. The placenta's like, It's what the baby eats before it leaves the stork?
That's disgusting, Bongo.
You're the one who's obsessed with having babies. The one who keeps food for longer than our audience has been alive.
Junior is not food.
No, I'm sure it stopped being food in 1988 when it was completely rotten.
You don't understand. He's made of pure, unadulterated love. He represents my heart. Look, I'll show you. Just let me get to the fridge over here and unseal it.
Oh God. Hold your breath, Nick. This is gonna be...
What the f***?
What's wrong, Sugar Plum?
Where's Junior? Nick, you son of a bitch. You've taken my son.
Settle down, Davy.
Don't look now, but there's someone in the production booth who wants your attention.
Terry?
Oh, my.
Terry, what's cooking on your hot plate?
Davy, why don't you come with me? You don't need to see this.
Terry, don't. Terry, do you know how hard it is not to break an egg for 24 years?
Can we cut the recording? Terry, Davy, nobody needs to hear this. Nick, can you...
No, I'm not going to choose between you. I refuse. What? Don't take a bite. No. Don't eat him. He's all I've got. Stop it! Stop chewing! You're a monster! I hate you!
Wait, get the door open. If you get in there, shut the...
That's it. That's it. You're fired, Terry. I want you out of my show, and out of my house, and out of my life. Wait. No, I didn't mean it. No, I love you, too. Don't leave. Terry, don't go out the door. Don't leave me. Terry!
Nick, can you shut it off? Do you know how to do that? It's the big red...
Dr. Davy is not a licensed doctor, a tenured professor in any UN-recognized nation or provisional state, including the territory form.
The Children's Hour of Knowledge.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the Children's Hour of Knowledge, starring me, Dr. Davy, and my puppet pals. We're coming to you live from the Kids Only Super Genius Treehouse Lab here in Detroit. With me, as always, is my co-host, Bongo McTweedlepants. Say hi, Bongo.
Hi, kids. Knowledge is half the power.
First things first, this week's episode is brought to you by Apostrophex. Apostrophex, what you need next.
Are we allowed to have pharmaceutical sponsors on a government-funded kids show?
They're not a sponsor, Bongo. They're a group of close friends of mine, whom I happened to mention on the show this week, in return for which I happen to continue receiving my lifetime supply of Apostrophex.
Fine. Are we done with that, then? Can we move on?
Sure.
Okay, so, first question.
As soon as I introduce our special guest, Appypop, the peppy pink pill.
Thanks for having me on the show, Walter!
His name's Davy. Davy, you gonna correct him there?
On what?
The side effects of Apostrophex are similar to those of a sugar pill, and may include loss of name recognition.
Wow, we're off to a great start here.
Our first question comes to us from Dewey, Oklahoma. Dear Professor Davy, what are some of the applications of Galaxy Fi's Novartis brand pharmaceuticals, such as Apostrophex trademark? Love, Joey, age 8.6. Well, Joey, what a conveniently timed question.
It sure is, Joey. Did you know that in 2006, Galaxy Fi's Novartis issued a mass recall of its flagship drug, tripeptothene, because reputable clinical tests showed a direct link between it and the recent outbreak of zombies?
We prefer to call it a surprise reanimation of recently departed loved ones.
Bongo, I'm not sure you're really addressing what little Joey wanted to know.
Oh, of course. Joey would probably be more interested in their controversial animal testing lab uncovered in the mid-90s.
We have signed affidavits from those dolphins stating that they wanted us to turn them inside out.
And none of that has anything to do with Apostrophex, Bongo. You know, the same Apostrophex that bought us our new pinball machine?
Yeah, I tried the thing. It's stupid. As soon as you hit the big pill bumper in the middle, the bottom closes up and it just plays for you perfectly forever. It's still going.
Well, that's life with Apostrophex. Perfect. Forever.
That's life with a pinball machine, Bongo, so don't f*** this up. I need this.
Fine. Well, Joey, Galaxy Fi's Novartis produces a range of medications for a broad spectrum of uses, including such breakthrough drugs as Patanor, which helps treat sickle cell anemia, and Apostrophex, prescribed for... I'm not actually sure what Apostrophex is supposed to treat. Davy?
You know, I can't remember why I started taking it.
Apostrophex may cause mild memory leakage.
But knowing what the symptoms are like if you stop taking it, I kind of have to keep,
Hey, everybody,
you know.
It's story time!
Oh, story time.
There once was a little blue man whose head was all filled up with sand. He tried lots of things to get back his wings, but each of them just left him bland.
This is disgusting.
He tried meds that left him with bills, and some others that made him grow gills. But the one he tried next was Apostrophex. Now he's chock full of peppy pink pills.
Well, that was an advertisement. Don't you have to list the side effects now?
Oh, right.
Apostrophex may cause mild memory leakage.
Beyond those already mentioned, including mild memory leakage and loss of name recognition, Apostrophex's side effects have been difficult to determine due to the fact that its test groups were later found to contain abnormally high proportions of pathological liars. Apostrophex may cause short bursts of incontinence, sex addiction, and periods of pathological lying. Do not take Apostrophex if you're pregnant or live near pregnant women. Do not take with food. Do not eat for 24 hours after taking Apostrophex. Take pills once per day. Do not use if you are sexually active. Do not use if you are lonely. See our ad in Candlemaker's Quarterly Magazine. Apostrophex may cause mild memory leakage. May cause bleeding. May cause severe bleeding. May cause mild memory leakage. Don't bother asking your doctor if Apostrophex is right for you. It is! I promise!
Thanks for that, Appy. Let's move on to our second letter of the show.
Let me guess. This time from little Sally asking about diphenol or Silurian.
Actually, this one's about pooping.
Pooping?
Yeah, you're right. We should save that one for next week. We have our special guest, Scat Cat, the cat who poops.
And we have what?
Here, read this one instead.
Okay, Dear Bongo, at last, free of the grip of the drug. I only have a few minutes before the tremors compel me to down another apostrophex, but for the moment my mind is clear. When you read this letter on tomorrow's show, you must do whatever is necessary to burn through the fog and reach me. Apostrophex is a devil's concoction, and I must break free of its shackles. Flush my supply. Ruin the sponsorship. Free me from this peppy pink cage. Sincerely, Davy, age 38.
Huh. Who do you think wrote that?
I think you did, Davy.
Bongo, please. I think I'd remember that.
It's got your signature on it.
No, I don't recognize that name.
Davy, listen to me. We're going to get you to a rehab facility. Well, that's all the time we have for today.
Oh, excuse me. I'm terribly sorry. I seem to be peeing.
Thanks to our sponsor, Apostrophex Trademark. Brought to you by Galaxy Fives Novartis Trademark. And to our little pal Joey Trademark.
I'm trying to stop, but I just can't.
That's it for me, Appy Pop, the peppy pink pill. And my co-stars, Professor Donnie and Bingo. We'll see you next time on the Children's Hour of Knowledge!
Children's Hour of Knowledge!
Dr. Davy is not a licensed doctor, a tenured professor in any UN-recognized nation or provisional state, including the territory of Guam.
The Children's Hour of Knowledge!
Hey everybody, and welcome back to the Children's Hour of Knowledge, starring me, Professor Davy, and my puppet pals. We're coming to you live from the Kids Only Super Genius Treehouse Lab here in Detroit. With me, as always, is my co-host, Bongo McTweedlepants. Say hi, Bongo.
Hi, kids! Remember, knowledge is half the power.
Okay, so I kind of let the crap out of the bag last week by mentioning that our guest would be Scat Cat, the cat who...
Listen, Davy, something changed there, on the whole Scat Cat.
Where is he? He and I were going to do a whole jazz poop medley thing. Scaboobobbippity-diarrhea-dippity-doo-doo-doo-diddly-doo.
Well, Catherine thought that,
Who thought?
We, Bongo. We thought that Scat Cat wasn't appropriate.
Where do I know you from?
Davy, you remember Catherine, my ex, well, I guess not my ex anymore, my girlfriend, Catherine.
You know we enacted a no-dating policy on this show, Bongo. The CHK is officially bachelors only.
When was that?
It came into effect pretty much when I dumped Terry for eating my son.
Yeah, maybe this is where we should congratulate Nick on his promotion. Nick, the intern, is now our new producer, so let's all...
Nick's the producer now? I thought we didn't have one anymore.
Who did you think was running the board? You know, playing the theme song?
I thought maybe... Maybe it was magic.
So Catherine is here today to discuss... What was it, sweetie?
That's right, Bongo. I
thought you two were broken up. Didn't you tell me she cheated on you? With your brother? While you were in that coma? The coma that you were in because she hit you with her car?
Catherine... I thought it would be better if I got over that.
It's none of your business what Bongo does with his free time, Davy. So anyway, our first letter is from little Angelique in Montreal.
I read the questions.
Well, I've got the card, Davy.
Usually one of us is actually in charge of reading.
Dear Catherine, can you help teach me how to count to 10?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10. There. Now my letter.
You missed one there.
This is why little Angie asked me for help, Dave. Counting to 10 is easy, Angelique. Here's a fun mnemonic device I came up with to help you remember them in order. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Or, if you use the first letter from each number as the first word in a sentence, only tall trees find fire scary, seeing everything newer, terrorized. It's easy!
That's retarded. Even I know that's retarded.
Because you're from Canada, you'll also have to learn them this way. Un, deux, trois, quatre, cinq, six, sept, huit, neuf, dix.
Hey, no Spanish on my show.
That was French.
I knew that. I'm just making sure she knows that. Who the hell are you anyway? What makes you qualified to be on an educational show? Aren't you a boat puppet or something?
I'm here as moral support for Bongo. Your little show could be so much more if you weren't always holding him back.
Oh, right, yeah, we're going to be the first kids show brave enough to deal with counting to 10. That'll really set us apart.
You know, Catherine, counting might be a little below the level of our audience.
Oh, the same audience you're going to read to about pooping?
Thanks for the segue, Catherine. Dear Profactor Davy, sometimes when we have corn for dinner,
I was thinking maybe we could compromise. You know, you could answer a question about maritime safety, since you work for the Coast Guard.
Well, I guess I am better qualified to answer that than you. Dave, has Bongo ever told you how we first met?
Yes, and I don't want to hear it again.
I was out on patrol when I spotted this helpless little orange puppet being picked up by a school of bluegill. He could barely keep his head above the water.
She was amazing. She saved my life.
She saved you from curious fish.
Just because it was pathetic that he needed help doesn't mean it wasn't romantic.
You never called it pathetic before.
So, after we tossed him a life server and hauled him back into the deck, we wrapped him in a warm blanket and called his mom to come and...
Hey, Katie. You in there?
Is that Braggy Bear?
Katie, hey-ho! Saw your hammer parked outside and I thought I'd pop in.
Mr. B! What are you doing here?
I thought I was Mr. B.
What? Why?
That's what you called me when we were... Oh.
Oh, hey, you're with the little orange guy.
Bongo.
Binky, right. So, hey, guess you just got back from the doctor.
Honey, we're kind of in the middle of...
Do go on, Braggy Bear.
Raise your hand if you've got an STD. Whoop! That's right, this guy. You too, Katie. Come on, and probably you too now, Django.
What? No, you know what? Never mind. I don't want to talk about this while we're on the air.
Haven't you checked your placenta lately, Bingo?
I don't have a placenta.
Yeah, looks like we all got Japanese taint measles.
You're making that up.
He's not Bongo.
For the record, kids, Japanese taint measles is the common name for herpes syphilitis, a disease brought over to the New World by Alexander the Great.
Picked that little bug up from Gene Simmons. It's kind of rare, but... You know, whatever.
This is the worst day of my life.
I got it when we had sex on my spaceship.
Bongo, pull yourself together. You've had way worse days than this.
Thank you, Dave.
Oh, hey, Katie, I talked to that lady parts doctor I know in L.A. Says the tearing should heal right up if you rub some ointment on it. And also, we should probably take it easier next time. You got my cell phone if you need help with the, application.
Are you sure about that, Davey?
Yeah, like the day after Katie originally dumped you, remember? You were all in the corner going blue, 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 hoo, and clutching the security blanket she gave you.
You kept that?
Nick, hey, Nick, find a clip from that show.
That's just cruel.
Internal combustion engine is comprised of several important components. One of which is a single phoenix feather.
Why?
It was originally invented by Stephen Hawking while he was masquerading as Leonardo da Vinci.
God, how much you put me through. You know what? Davey's right. You are terrible to me.
You tell her, Bongo.
We're done, Catherine. You know what? I'm tired of it. We're done, okay?
Bongo, I'm pregnant.
The Children's Hour of Knowledge.
It's not yours, though. It's his.
Hey-o.
Professor Davey is not a licensed doctor, a tenured professor in any UN-recognized nation or provisional state, including the territory form.
The Children's Hour of Knowledge.
Hey everybody, and welcome back to the Children's Hour of Knowledge, starring me, Professor Davey, and my puppet pals. We're coming to you live from the Kids Only Super Genius Courthouse Lab here in a city.
Whoa, you're not a professor, you can't say that.
With me as always is my ghost, Bongo McTweedlepants. Stay high, Bongo.
What? Knowledge is half the power.
Before we get things started, I'd like to welcome back to the stand Matronly Margaret, my guest witness.
Witness to what?
Hey, dumplings! Who's got some sugar for me?
Nick has the sugar.
Oh, I bet he does. I'll take care of you later, Nicky. Wink.
Matronly Margaret, do you swear to tell the knowledge, the whole knowledge, and nothing but the knowledge, so help you God?
You bet your tushy.
Davey, what is this? What are you doing?
It's a court theme. You know, laws, legal stuff. Objection, prosecution, evidence, guns, knives, stabbing, blood, eyeball puncture.
Nobody gets their eyes punctured
murder.
In court, Davey.
You've never been to a Tijuana trial, have you?
Our first question comes to us from Topeka, Ontario. Dear Professor Davey, my mommy's been very angry lately, and we keep having to dress up nice and cry in front of mean men. What is a paternity suit, anyway? Love, Belinda, age 8. Well, Matronly Margaret, how do you plead?
Oh, Belinda, sweetie. Paternity's when your mommy had... so much love that, well, Sometimes it's hard to be a woman, giving all your love to just one man.
That's right, Matronly Margaret. Paternity is also the legal method for determining whose DNA you get when you're born.
What? No.
Fine. You try explaining it, Bongo.
Well, Belinda, there are certain rights and privileges granted to the legal parents of a child, such as yourself, some of which are inherent by blood relation, and others which can be earned by sufficient... great. Very funny, very mature, Davy.
I think he's actually asleep.
Davy, did you just pass out? Hey, Davy!
Okay. Next question.
We didn't really finish answering the first...
Dear Professor Davy, why do the bad feelings only show up when I look in mirrors? Well, that's easy enough. Bad feelings are creatures from the shadow dimension, and can only cross over into our world when you are struck with loathing for your own miserable face.
How are you doing these days, Davy? Are you still, on the apostrophex?
The pink pills? No, little pink pills are eggs, Bongo. I took them every day, and every day a little new worm grew inside me. Do you know what little worms eat, Bongo?
Davy, you look terrible today. Have you been sleeping?
They eat your dreams, Bongo!
I saw him in the parking lot on the way in. He was asleep in the back of his car.
Oh, Davy.
I wasn't asleep. How can I sleep when worms are shitting my chewed-up dreams into the sewer of the mind's darkness?
There were, a lot of empty bottles in the front seat.
I've seen him drunk before. It's nothing like this.
Not the big glass-type bottles, sweetie. The little orange plastic ones with your name on them.
Davy, how much apostrophex did you take?
I told you, I stopped taking the apostrophex. I had to kill the worms. I took the worm kill pills.
What exactly are the worm kill pills?
I'm not... totally sure. It turns out that when I'm off apostrophex, I can't read.
Nick, call poison control.
Should I come back another day, or...
No, we're gonna need you to hold him down when they administer the charcoal.
Bongo? Bongo, there's a bad feeling in the hallway.
There's nothing in the hallway, Davy.
It already ate Nick!
Come on, Nick's right, Nick's not in the booth.
Are we still on the air, then?
Of course we're on the air. You can tell, because everything's going horribly wrong.
I'm scared!
Davy, where are your pills? Look at me, the ones you need. Where are the special, important pills that help?
They're home. They're at home.
When was the last time you actually went home?
I'm not sure. When did I break up with Terry?
Whoa, hold on. I think there is something in the hallway.
That was 3 weeks ago, Davy.
My key stopped working, and there's a good chance I broke a toe trying to kick the door down.
Terry changed the locks on you?
Oh, it's okay. It's just Nick out here in the hall.
Davy, we're going to find you a place to stay, all right? Then we're going to get you into a treatment program.
Oh, I think he got a nasty shock when he tried to plug his cell phone into the outlet out here. Oh, he's a little bit on fire.
I don't have a home anymore. Can I stay with you, Bongo?
I'm trying to put him out, but this fire extinguisher's been empty since the Reagan administration. Can I get some help?
Hold on. I'll get a fire blanket. Davey, you sit still and you try to stay calm, okay? Don't swallow your tongue or anything.
Okay. I'll be good, Bongo.
Right. Nick, stop, drop, and roll!
Davy, you accidentally locked the door!
Davy! Davy, what are you doing?
I know you're working for the Dream Worms, Bongo. I could see it all along.
Davy, let us back in!
Not a chance, worm lover. I'm running the show. Now where's the button that makes the music? I want to hear the music! Children's Hour of...
Dr. Davy is not a licensed doctor, a tenured professor in any UN-recognized nation or provisional state, including the territory of Guam.
The Children's Hour of Knowledge.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the Children's Hour of Knowledge, starring me, Professor Davy, and my puppet pals. We're coming to you live from the kids-only Super Genius Treehouse Lab here in Detroit. With me, as always, is my co-host, Bongo McTweedlepen... No, he's not here.
Davy?
Davy,
are you still in there? Are you broadcasting now? Can you hear me? Now that you have the power?
Well, I don't seem to have a guest puppet either, so... What the? Why, it's a nebulous being of pure light.
Hi, Davy. It's me, your inner child.
But you can't be me. You're beautiful.
We're all beautiful on the inside, Davy. Next to our heart.
Do you even have any food in there? You've been locked inside for a week.
Today's first question comes to us from Snuggleland, home of the Silly Bears. Inner Davy, why don't you take this one?
Dear Profactor Davy, you're so clever and wise. But there's one mystery I've never solved for myself. Why are puppies so soft? Love, hug and giggle.
Well, that's easy, hug and giggles. Puppies are the result of tens of thousands of years of evolution. Mother Nature striving to produce a creature that we want to hug instead of drown.
That's right, Davy. Puppies are what we call the pupa stage of alien beings, appearing soft and harmless to deceive us into sheltering them until they burst into 3-foot-long, hovering murder wasps.
Wait, well, that's not... I had a puppy, and she only turned into a dog.
Then you were one of the lucky ones.
My friend Elliot had a puppy, too, and his also turned...
Murder wasps thrive on petting and cuddles. That's why you should avoid any puppy you see at all costs.
Look, I brought a sandwich, and I kind of squished it so it would fit under the door here, okay? You must be hungry.
Look, I'm not going to tell kids to be scared of puppies. Next you'll be telling them they really can get sucked down the drain.
What do you think happened to the Lindbergh baby, Davy?
No.
Also, he watched too much television.
Oh, man. And I almost took that offer from the PBS guys to do that one show that one time.
That would have made you a murderer, Davy. Television kills hundreds of children every hour.
Wait, that can't be right. You're crazy.
Moving on. Our next question comes from Bongo McTweedlepants in Detroit, Michigan.
Hey, I know him.
Davy, I've got your mom on the phone. She says you're being a... Oh, whoa, that's not helpful, man.
Dear Davy, do you know why I brought my whore girlfriend into the show right after your love life collapsed in fire and agony? Probably that's because I was trying to destroy you. Love, it's evil, but that's crossed out. This is hate puppet crossed out. And then at the end it says Bongo.
I knew it.
Wow, that's brutally honest, especially for a liar like him.
Baby, are you even listening to me? Did you eat the sandwich? I picked out the flattest chips from this bag for you, too.
Well, he's not... a liar, exactly.
He lies all the time, Davy, doesn't he?
There are times when I sort of make things up, and he kind of says, well, factual things that he knows.
But that's cheating. Knowledge comes from within.
Yes, that's exactly what I always say.
He's holding you back. He's keeping the show in obscurity.
Yes! No, actually, the ratings doubled when he came on. And he manages the fan club. And he's the one who found Nick. And he wrote that 200-page grant last year that let us pay to get the electricity turned back on.
Look, Davy, I'm not sure how much longer I can do this.
What about his stupid friends, like that asshole Thaddeus?
You have kind of a dirty mouth on you for a being of pure light.
Let me explain your relationship with Bongo with a metaphor. Imagine that you're driving a motorcycle. Go ahead, close your eyes.
I'm driving.
Feel the leather seat under your bottom. Feel the rumble of the engine under your bottom. Feel the textured rubber of the handlebars under your bottom.
What kind of motorcycle is this, exactly?
Now imagine that you're zooming along on a highway.
Oh, okay.
Say wee.
Wee.
Now you're going 40, 50, 60 miles per hour. Faster and faster you ride. Bugs are hitting you in the face. The wind is whipping your hair and mustache.
Shouldn't I be wearing a helmet?
Did I hear helmet? Are you talking to someone? You should always wear a helmet.
But you aren't wearing a helmet.
Oh, no.
And when you hit a bump, Bongo stabs you.
What? That's not a metaphor.
He stabs you in the spine. You're paralyzed.
So my spine represents the show, or... or what?
Don't get too literal about this. Your only friend in the world just stabbed you in the spine. And now he's peeing on orphans.
That doesn't sound like something he would... Wait, Bongo's my only friend?
The sandwich is turkey because I know you like it, but I slid a vegan alternative under the door as well in case you had some kind of revelation in there this week.
Bongo is the best friend you've ever had.
Oh my God, you're right. Bongo's... the best friend I've ever had.
And I guess this is it.
Thank you, Inner Davy. You are a being of pure snuggle magic.
My work here is done, Davy. But remember, I will be with you in your dreams.
Bongo.
Bongo, I'm so sorry for locking you out. Here, let me open the... Come on in.
Oh, finally. Oh, my God, what is that smell?
There's no bathroom. I had to use your old chair for... Look, Bongo, I just had a huge revelation. I was riding an imaginary motorcycle.
Were you actually broadcasting in here?
Bongo, I was going so fast, but something wonderful happened.
Look, I guess it doesn't even matter anymore.
You stabbed me, and I saw what my inner child was trying to tell me with hug power.
Can you stop it?
Bongo...
I can't deal with this craziness every day!
But...
No! I put everything in the show, and you screw it up week after week!
Bongo, you're my best friend.
I quit.
Children's Hour of Knowledge.